New Year. Your car's the same familiar beat-up red, the windows cranked all the way down so you can chain-smoke on the 405. And you take me to that tiny bar off Aurora, the one between the lake and the gun shop. It's our secret. A piece of the city hidden in plain sight with dark, sour beers and a fireplace trickling warmth in the center of things. It's been too long, a year maybe, since I've seen you. The last time I was in New York. We made pizza at 2 a.m. and fell asleep with flour still on our hands, and the bed was a disaster. After you left to catch your train, I spent the whole day washing the sheets and rolling your new music over my tongue. It should have been the same this time, except as soon as we sit down, you smile like the sun just hit you, and you tell me you're going to marry him. And you plow on right over whatever you see on my face and tell me that you know it's sudden, that you weren't sure about it for a long time, but now you think you are sure and this is it. This is the right decision. You tell me he bought you a ring. It's small and lovely, you say. It's exactly right for you. You don't show it to me. It's quiet between us for a moment. And you play with your napkin and touch the rim of your glass and wait for whatever it is I have to say. I wonder if you're waiting for me to tell you not to do it, if your plan was to get me here and have me shake this out of you. I smile. I grip your hand and say, I am so happy for you. I'm so happy that you're happy. I'm not sure either of us are built for this, for talking around the obvious instead of stabbing it straight in the heart, but this looks like what you need, so I give it to you. And some of our friends start to trickle in. It's almost midnight, and Jason brought a bottle of champagne, so we decide to walk to the lake and break it open. You and I hang back a little, cling to each other as we walk towards the water, using the cold as an excuse to grip tighter than we should. The air is thick and dark, heavy with fog, and we smoke cigarettes and laugh with cold hands until the minutes run out, and a boom goes off across the water, and Jason pops the cork all at once. It's midnight. I don't look at you, because on another night, we might have kissed just then, but I have no claim to you, have never had any claim to you, and no amount of flour on our hands or nights in my bed make us anything other than two people who love each other fiercely enough to let go. We pass the bottle back and forth, taking messy swigs, welcoming the cheap tinny brute as it burns on top of the tobacco. The toast is to you. They ask how we proposed, they ask when and where, and I don't listen to any of it too closely, but I laugh in all the right places. You take one last long drink as we leave the lake, the two of us lingering a few paces behind everyone else. You hand the bottle to me. I take a sip, lips hanging a little too long on the rim. You watch me. I wonder if you're thinking it too. This is it. That this, right now, is the last time. And it's not even a real kiss. It's passed between us on the edge of a bottle, but it's the best either of us can do. It's the most that's on offer. And later, you walk a little ahead, taking your phone out to call him, and I leave the bottle on the cement behind us. A love letter to nothing in particular.